thank you for coming back to the next installment of the Baba Shreva Chaburah. This is actually going to be the last installment for this year. So I want to thank everybody for coming. I mean, it's a mamish not a baki in Chabad, in the Baba Shreva, but it was great to have a machayiv and b a chevra of people to go through some of the inanamuiv, and hopefully it was latoalas. No, I know it was latoalas for myself. I hope it was latoalas for other people as well. So the last topic we're going to be dealing with, and unfortunately there are many more topics to be dealing with that should be dealt with, even coming from me, somebody who's not a baki. But I think as in terms of the final chabura, makes sense to deal with the following topic: that from the Rebbe's first sicha, from the first maimar Basi Degani, from the first Rebbe he ever led, as the Rebbe, he pointed out something unique about Chabad Chasidus, which is that it's almost like do it yourself Chasidus. The Rebbe is not the person who's going to do things for you. Be connected to the Rebbe is very important, but the role of a Rebbe is to help each individual person do the work on their own. And the Rebbe over and over and over again emphasized this, that each person in Chabad, and ultimately each Jewish person, each person around the world, has their own responsibility to go do their own mission in Avodas Hashem to help create this Dior Tachtonim and ultimately help bring Mashiach. And this theme really, and this became really more of a vocal theme towards the end of the Rebbe's life. When he did something to decentralize the Hasidus. He told people to go to Mashpiyim for Mashpiyim for certain things. He gave over responsibilities to other people, and several times towards the end of his life, he emphasized the role that each individual person has in terms of the mission of bringing Mashiach, the mission of Dior B'Tachtonim. So the first thing we're going to be dealing with is a sicha given on Purim Tavshin Mem Zayin. So this is from Taras Menachem Tavshin Mem Zayin. And the first part of the sikha was discussing the inyan of Zion of the Sheva Mitzvos for non-Jews. So we're going to pick up with Os Yud Zion. Avinachzer l'inyoneinu. This came in Shayom after l'shpia l'umas olam l'kayim Zion Mitzvos b'neinu. Since nowadays we have the ability to be l'shpia on the nations of the world. Move on shniyashino the malusa b'matzav olam. There is a difference in the status in the nature of the world, and we have to take advantage of that. The malusa b'matzav b'nei Yisrael k'naber rukav alo davaru. But there was that. You've been behakdim beir klolus inyan the matzav olam lifnei hagula k'dal kaman. I'm going to tell you something about the nature of the world in the time period before the gula. Uva hakdama. Hagemara bismana. Again, the Gemara was written in the year 500, year 600, whatever it is. Kava shekol kol akitzin v'ina davar tali on tshuva. The Gemara itself said, the zman the gula has come, now everything is tali on tshuva. Everybody learned this sugya. People came across the sugya from time to time. When the Friedrich Rebbe came to America in the 1940s, he said, now is the time period for Biyas and Mashiach. And he said to make a big thing about it, to publicize this. Even though there are many difficulties involved, he wanted to dafka have it in print, so that it should remain for future generations. It's in print right now. We have to take down these svarim again and read them again. This is not such something from the past, it's something relevant for us now. We have to chazer it with contemporary relevance. And this is something which is connected to what he said before, which he says is obvious, but people don't pay attention to. Inin akitzen. The Gemara said, kala kala kitzen. The time for Mashiach has come. The Gemara has a case. The Gemara says, kala kala kitzen. Rav Sadia Gaon is mechashev in the case. He calculates when the Zman of Mashiach Mashiach shall come. Kena Ramba. The famous here from Megillah and Megillah. Bold Akhar Zah, his first income, Kate Mashiach Admar Zakin. Oz the Mikhov Zah Shturim. Avalosam and Leish Shagam Mashiach Shnibusu Bidarenu. But I know how you would, oh, and if Adak Shavu Yuv Ksav, when that's good, but the Kofir, Yosem Haltaka Akas. Yeshnam Kitzen, Hichomi Kitz, Nemar, Idea, and Mora, Marashab, Nishmos Aden, Ashnas Tafisham of Vav, Yotzibizak, Muskar Kambamim, Ada Kitchen, Nispas Mimino, Bakria Kadusha, Ashnas Tafshin Gimel, Tafshin Dal, Bakuli, Benifasham. There have been many, many, many time periods, Kitzen, when people said, when Gdol Yisrael said, this is going to be time for Bias Mashiach, internally in Chabad, there have been many, many Kitzen, culminating with the Kriya Kedosha of the Friedrich Rebbe. Im Kain, Roim Shemi Asha Kol Kol Kitzin Mitzma Gemara, Avru Shonim Rabos Kol Kach, there's so many years that have passed since the Kitz of the Gemara. Ashim Shnas Tafari Shnam Gvav, Yashav Admar Nishmosan Eid, and the Svadzis Gomar Kitz Al Shanahi. Until Tafari Shnam Gvav, when they said that Mashiach is going to come now. Avini Nishar Raka Itzo Elo Shishatbu Mizvado, so Itzo Elo Shigil Yadam Hetzekasika, but it was only for a small group of people that knew about it. Was who heard the Rebbe Sikos, who got copies of the Rebbe Sikos then. Akkak Liberal instead of Mashasar Shana, but then nobody discussed it for several decades. An Shabak Foku Chasam or Ekasni Admar Nasidarino Vichil Bestorm, the Archel Chuf and the Altar of the Gula. Again, there were many, many Kitzin, many time periods, specific time periods over the course of history when people focused on bringing in the Kitz. Tafresh Lamed Vav. The Kamor. Again, we're talking about the Friedrich Rebbe wanted it to be printed. Something that's printed, it's for generations. It's relevant for everybody. Even after the person's life in this world ends, there's still relevance to things that the person printed. All of these things were printed, which means all of these time periods, all of these ketzin, all of these years have relevance forever. So all of these things were relevant for those generations. All of these years which were shown in the Achronim calculated are relevant for us. But all of these things have passed, and Mashiach is still not yet come. Ad Masai. Vikar Sheilahi. Kevin Shemen Dubar Odos Kech Nemar Aidena Sidorenu. Gami Az Kvar Avar Asar Hashanim. In the 1940s, Tavshin Beit, Tavshin Gimel, Tavshin Dalet, the Friedrich Rebbe was saying, in the Altar of the Tshuva, the Altar of the Geula. And still, many decades have passed since then, and Mashiach is still not yet come. Os Yichas. Vene Chipasti. Ma Yachol Yos HaBeir Badavar. What could be the explanation of all these things? How can Mashiach have? How can Mashiach not yet come if all these kitzin have passed? An shehabeir hayakadosh masasehu. This is a single explanation that I have. There's still one avuda that's left for us to do. Shemeatza ha'inyan avar mianasehu akol el hakol. Haynu l'chol akad ve'akad meYisrael. The matter, the obligation, responsibility to bring Mashiach has passed from the Nasi, who are called the leader of the generation, the tzaddikim, to the kol, to the masses, to every single individual. Kolomar, kol od haya inyan of the Nasi who are called chuan sheidor yimisurim elav v'kulei. During the generations when there was a proper Nasi and Nasi who are called, and everybody was connected to the Nasi, efshir hani latzei sidi klavaso ayideza lomar sheinyan shayek l'Nasi ador b'alvad. This inyan of bringing Mashiach is relevant only for the Nasi Hador, for the great tzaddikim, the great tzaddik. El Shafalpi came before Adayin Loba. But this avodah, the tzaddikim did their avodos, but it's still Mashiach has an yakam. Avol akum yirinas adoros, kasher matzavu the akshadara bitzmiya. But now, after yirinas adoros, when we say akshadara bitzmiya, how can we say the generation got it better, meaning the generations have gotten it worse? Of yachanim se hokem v'skarvin l'zman d'v'ito v'akishana v'or besob jurshei porem shabashari ora. And still we're getting closer and closer with the Yerida Zadoros to the time period of Mashiach. Ha'i akshav niya hechreyach gadol yoster l'asuk v'zeh u'memela hadavar nimsa l'cho akad v'akad mi'Yisrael. As the tzaddik, great tzaddik are, as the Yerida Zadoros takes place, and the great tzaddikim are also dwindling, and Nasi Hador, according to the Babish Rebbe, doesn't even live among us in flesh and blood anymore. Nasi Hador is still a Friedrich Rebbe. Yerida Zadoros is taking place in every single level, on the level of the masses, and on the level of the Nasi Hador. Then whose responsibility is it to bring Mashiach? Who does the avodah fall on? The final avodah to be able to bring Mashiach? Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael.
The
through every single person has the obligation to keep this in their consciousness. One action, one makshava, one ma'isa tova could be machriya the world of kaf sklos and bring Mashiach. It's referring to the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah Paragimel, where a single action could be machriya the entire world of kaf sklos, not of the nasi ador, of any individual person. Yeah, Rabbi.
So he seems to be like, I won't call it Lehman Schuss, but he seems to like recognize that back in the day that was a model that could have worked, and now it doesn't. So he like recognizes that this wasn't always the way it was done, and there's a reason for that. Now we have to change it.
Right. If I understand correctly, he's saying that as we get that as we get closer to Yemos Mashiach, and the Dior B'Takhtonim is the way that Yemos Mashiach is going to be expressed. That's the role. That's the way the role is going to be Yemos Mashiach. So then, Bizman Azeh, we need every single person's input to be able to bring Mashiach. In the previous generations, the avodah was mainly for the tzaddikim ayonim, for the nesiim, for the great tzaddikim, and they did whatever avodos had to do. But and they got us to this state where we're right at the saf. We're at the borderline. We're at the boundary. But it takes everybody's avodah to get us past that. We're at Mamish's very end. Up until this point, you might think, you could have thought, that the Avodah to bring Mashiach was for the Nasi Hador. What is the last thing that has to be done to bring Mashiach? This Rambam, that a single action can be makriya the entire world of Kapskos, is now an individual obligation on each and every Jew. And that's why I have to speak about over and over again about Yemos HaMashiach. Why? So everybody should know the main principle. We're not talking about things in theory. Everybody has to come together, do their individual parts, in order to be able to bring Mashiach. That's why I'm making this big rash about Zayin Mitzvahs also. In America, it was never a sakana, at least since 1940s or 50s or 60s. It wasn't a sakana to go out there and spread the Zayin Mitzvahs. But now, when we're at the Mamash al Tefer, we have the ability to bring Mashiach. We need everybody's input. The obligation is upon everybody. And he just goes on in the same theme. Let's just read it. Every time Jews get together, they should think about this idea and talk about this idea. Listen, Jews. Whenever you go, wherever you are, you have to think about this. Your positive action right now could be the makib patish of bringing Mashiach. The Makkah B'Pathash happens in a second. That is the end time. All it takes is one final moment, one more action, and that is it. Mashiach is going to come.
He's saying this is a perception, like the Rambam says, in the tradition, or also the Maisa.
What do you, I'm sorry?
Like, Bais HaMashiach literally could come with one action that tips over. Or he's saying to have this perception, like the Rambam and the Kedushin Mem, that to have the Oid Lavadir, Sabbath of the world, is on a Shachol Chov Zachos, and you should look at your action as being the next one to push it over.
But I think he thinks that perception is a reality, that we all have to think about, that it's our responsibility, you know, to be the kind that halakha the Rambam.
Like, literally, the tefillin I put on this morning could have been.
Could, yeah. And that's why there's such a sense of urgency in these sikhos in the later years of the Rebbe. Oskaf. This is the only answer I found after being after my personal yagia and researching this question, why all the keys in the past and Mashiach Kaston Ayakam. Because the final avodah is not on the Nasi, it's on everybody. When Francis Yoser, men, women, and children. There are different chiyuvim for different people of different ages in Klal Yisrael. There's certain things, such as this, the chiyuv to bring Mashiach falls on everybody. Yes, you learn this Rambam Nochos Shuvah. You learn the Rambam Nochos Malachim. Now we have an obligation to go back to these Rambams and learn them with a certain sense of urgency. That extra mitzvah that you do because you learn the Rambam Nochos Tshuva, Rambam Nochos Malachim, with a lemaisa type of attitude, that single maisa could bring Mashiach. That's the end of the great tzaddikim. There's nobody more who's going to be able to calculate kitzin. The time for calculation has ended. Now is the time to fulfill the halakos and bring Mashiach. Let's say you do this mitzvah not because it's the right thing to do, not because it's Yivah Hashem. You do the mitzvah to bring Mashiach. So it seems like it's Shalom Lishma. It might be Shalom Lishma, but it's going to come to Lishma. And there's a deeper level. Taras HaChazidus Nosifam of Ares Nimitoch Haino Shaha Lishma Hu Atok Shalom Lishma. The inner reason of the Shlo Lishma, which I assume I didn't look up this Maramakom, I assume it means the desire to bring Mashiach, is the deeper essence of the Lishma as well. This Kavana, do mitzvah to bring Mashiach, is something which ends up being Lishma. I'm going to stop over here for this Sikha, but you get the idea. The Avodah to bring Mashiach is Mamash Akol Akad VeAkad MiYisrael, no longer just Adin Nasim or the Tzadikim, and that is why Kol Akol Akitzen Mashiach Azai Akam, because everybody has to participate. I would be remiss if we didn't conclude with skipping to the different types of on the page 118 where it says Kafkas Nisan on top. In Chabad circles, if I understand correctly, this sikha is called a sikha hayidua, the known sikha. Basically, if I understand correctly, what happened was that the Rebbe came back from his father-in-law's from the Ohel, his father-in-law's kever, Kafkas Nisan, Tafshin and Aleph, talking about 1991. Talking about the last year and a half of the Rebbe giving sikhos before his stroke in 1992. He came back and he told people there was going to be a Farbrengen. It was a surprise Farbrengen. People got together. He was Dorish on the date and the day of the week, the day in the Omer, the Parshas HaShavua, where this day was a Mesugal day for Bias HaMashiach. And that's the first part of this sikha. This is in Torah Menachem, Tafshin Nun Aleph, Chilak Beis. When you just Google Sikha Hayadua, HaRebbe, you'll get the text. So we're still going to start with Os Vav. It's the last Os. It says, Al Piha Amor Le'el. Al Devar Hadgashas Inin HaGeula B'Nyukad B'Zman HaZeh. I was just Doresh why today is Mesugal time for Mashiach to come. Mesuweres Timiyah HaKegedola. Now the biggest question arises. Hayitakin Shemibli HaBeit HaKol HinYanim Adayin Lo Pa'alu B'Yas Mashiach Tarkeinu B'Fol Mamesh. How could it be? The time is such a mesugal time for Mashiach. People are seemingly doing all their avodos. How could it be Mashiach hasn't yet come? That people haven't acted enough to bring Mashiach. But to me, I know Sefes. She must ask him Asara for kama v'kama asirios misrael b'akad v'zman zakai v'nogia la'kaula. Many Jews are coming together in a time like this, which is mesugal for bringing Mashiach. These people don't make enough noise to be able to bring Mashiach. V'lo muvrak atzlam. It's not out of the range of possibilities. Rakhana atzlan. Shemashiach lo yavo b'laylo zeh. People are fine with the possibility that maybe Mashiach won't come tonight. Gamachar lo yavo Mashiach terkeinu. Gamachar asayim lo yavo Mashiach terkeinu. Rakhana atzlan. People are fine with the possibility, with the option that Mashiach won't come, and the world will continue to be noheg karagil. Gam kshetzokim an masai. When they scream, until when? Harizem nehatzivoy. This is because they're told to say this. V'ilu hayu miskadim u'mavakshim tzokim be'emes. If they were really crying out an masai, bevadai u'bevadai shmashiach kvar hayaba. Mashiach would have come already. It's one of the only times Rebbe switches to first person. Ma'ud yecholni la'asos. What more could I do? Shekol b'nei Yisrael yar'ishu v'yitz'aku be'emes v'yefalu l'havi'ez Mashiach b'fol. What more could I do to make the Jewish people make a rash to bring Mashiach? L'achrei shekol ma shena'asa arata lo ho'il. Everything that has been that I've done up until now for the 41 years of my Asiyas, everything that has been done on the ground has not worked. V'haraya shenimtsayim adayin b'galus, that we're still in galus. V'od v'ikar, b'galus p'nimi b'nyanei avodas Hashem, we're still in galus internally in the matters of avodas Hashem. Hadavar hayichidi shecholni la'asos, what is the only thing I can do? Limsar ha'inyan aleichem, to pass the matter on to you, talking to the chassidim who are there. Asil kol asher b'yachalzakem, do everything you can. Things that are from the lights of Tohu, things that are out of the boundaries of this world, but bakilim de tikkun, make sure to do them in a proper fashion. To act in order to bring Mashiach. Sof 10 Jews will get together, and they will be stubborn and decide that they must act in such a way that will kaviyachol force Hashem to bring Mashiach. Jews are stubborn. You have to be stubborn about this. In order to be Mazari's view, to be Mosif on what I have done, give that money to everybody who gives tzedaka, with all its tzedaka shemakarbez as a geula. Va'ani esheli asisi, I have done what I could. Mikanu l'haba ta'asu atem kol shar b'yakaltokem. You have to do everything that's within your abilities. V'yiratzon, shimatze mikem echad, shnayim, shlosha, Shit kasu eitza man lasos, vakitza lasos. Fod fuhu, ikar shiifolu, shiif alu. And yiratzon, that there should be one or two or three of you who have ideas what to do, and actually, the ikar is you actually do it. Shetia ha geula ha mitis vashlema before mamish, in order to bring the geula, take of a miyan mamish, mitok simka betov levav. You understand why this is called the sikha hayadua? Because at the same time that it shocked everybody, the Rebbe was expressing frustration for the first time in 40 years over the fact that his plan had failed. He didn't bring Mashiach. But at the same time it shocked everybody, it also electrified everybody to do work. Because he said, Harini Mosar Devar Aleichem. And it's now the job is upon you. And still Adayam Hazeh, people are referencing the Sikha. And the Maisa, it's true. In the years since the Rebbe's Histalkos, the Chabad's activities have exponentially grown in terms of how many Chabad houses there are, where in the world they are, in terms of Chabad's, in terms of how many people they have on the ground in different countries, and you sort of get the sense of like Moshe Rabbeinu standing at the Yarden, looking over, bringing Bnei Yisrael so close, but not being able to see the reality in his own hands. You see the frustration, but you see the sense of accomplishment. And to quote our Scheinzaltz, the Rebbe wasn't somebody to leave a legacy. Many great rabbis, many great tzaddikim, many great people leave legacies. The Rebbe didn't leave a legacy. The Rebbe left marching orders. And those marching orders are really what fuels Chabad, and hopefully what should fuel everybody, Ad Biyaz Gol Tzedek, Mihirav Yameinu Amen.